This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. More former Iraqi officials have either surrendered or been captured by U.S. forces in Baghdad. 11 of the 55 most wanted members of Saddam Hussein's regime are in U.S. or British custody. In Baghdad, the retired U.S. general who is overseeing the rebuilding of Iraq, Jay Garner, met today with Iraqi academic and community leaders. NPR's Guy Raz is in Baghdad. What about these latest detentions?
U.S. forces took custody of four men yesterday, three of whom are among the 55 most wanted members of Saddam Hussein's former regime. Now, the most senior of the men captured is Muzahim Saab Hassan al-Tikriti, and he served as the head of Saddam's air defense forces. The other major arrest yesterday was General Zuhair Talib al-Nakib. He was Saddam's chief of military intelligence. The two others in U.S. custody are a former intelligence officer and Iraq's former trade minister. He was in charge of the American desk for the Iraqi intelligence service, and U.S. officials are hoping he might be able to offer some kind of information about possible Iraqi agents who were in the United States or who may still be in the United States.
Well, it seems the Americans and the British are making progress in finding these people.
They are indeed. One officer here said they're falling like a house of cards. I mean, if you consider that U.S. forces have only been in Baghdad for 2 weeks, it's a pretty good record, 11 out of 55 now in U.S. or British custody.
Security any better in Baghdad today?
It's getting better. It's one of those things that's getting better day by day. Yesterday, I went to meet the man who's been designated as the city's new police chief. About 10 days ago, U.S. Military officials asked former Baghdad police officers to come to the Palestine Hotel and sign up for this new police force. And this man was selected by the officers to be the chief. Now, he's saying many of the districts in the city are relatively safe. That said, Bob, while I was speaking to him yesterday, you could hear lots of gunfire in the distance. You hear it day and night here in the city, just sort of loud bursts of fire. And it's not always clear why it's happening.
Well, who's in charge?
Well, again, it's something that's not quite clear. As you mentioned this morning, Jay Garner, the retired general, held a town meeting with dozens of professionals here in Baghdad. It was a closed-door meeting, so we couldn't see it. But Garner basically asked the Iraqis how they want to choose an administrator, an Iraqi administrator for the city. It hasn't yet been figured out. I mean, we've been hearing a lot about a former Iraqi dissident who lived in London, a man called Mohammed al-Zubaydi. And he's basically proclaimed himself governor of the city. That's not been recognized by U.S. military officials. And I can say that walking around here in the past days, very few Baghdadis, very few people in the city even know who he is. It's still unclear who's running the city. And basically municipal services, things like garbage collection and water treatment facilities, are operating in a very, very limited way.
NPR's Guy Raz in Baghdad.